is here! The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
Jesus Christ is the real champ, and the real truth. There are no lies living in here. Nothing but pure truth coming from God. This is Pure Truth Session with your host, Lady Ty.
To What's up? It's your girl, Lady Ty the Great, here with another amazing Pure Truth session. Listen, I don't know about you, but I'm super excited because today is our Pure Truth session. Today is the day that we can actually deal with truth about some issues that maybe we've been hiding from. Maybe we've been disgruntled. Is that even a word? Well, it's your girl, Lady Ty the Great, and let's jump right on in. But before we get started, you know who we need. What's his name? Jesus. So, hey. Father, in the name of Jesus, we invite you in. We welcome in your presence. We ask you, God, to lead and guide and order our steps. Order these airwaves, God. Order our life. We just command our atmosphere to align up with you and what heaven has said, God. We want what you want for us, God, and we are wise enough to know that we do not know everything and that we need you. So today we come with a surrendered heart. Today we come saying, have your way, Lord. Today we come saying, oh, great teacher, teach us something. So we're looking forward to what you have to say today, God. And we say we love you. We love you. And we're in high expectation of your revelation, of your light to shine. We need you. We need a fresh word. We need something, God, because today we're talking about the pure truth of discouragement. Come on, ways that we can overcome and defeat discouragement, ways that we can be encouraged. So thank you, Father, for what you're about to do today in our lives. And we love you and we honor you and we praise you. And we say sorry for anything that we've done knowingly or unknowingly that did not please you. Any way that we may have acted out of character, we are coming here fully submitted to you, asking you to change us. When we log in and tune in from any city, state, country, wherever we are, we are saying we want the truth because we know that the truth sets us free. So set us free today, God. Let the vibrations of this voice, Father, go through as a breaker and break off things, break off lies, break off walls that was built. Yep. Break it off. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, amen. Welcome to you guys. Thanks for coming on. I'm so excited. I want to talk to you about a couple of things, about just not getting weary. Right? The Pure Truth session today is don't get weary in well-doing. As we approach the end of the year, right? Some of you may have had goals, high goals and expectations of your own self. But I want to say to you, don't be discouraged as you get closer to the end of the year as if you didn't meet your deadline. It's easier said than done. Many of you may even have prayer requests that you feel like have not been answered. Some of you are still waiting on something. But I want to remind you that those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. You should be strengthened if you continue to wait. The other day we did a prayer line, and my son, I let them pick the stories from the Bible that they're going to share. They have like a Jesus calling book, which is really neat for kids. And so they were sharing the story of Abraham and Sarah. And I promise you, he got to one point of the story where he said, and they waited, and they waited, and they waited. And I almost kind of manifested, guys. I was like, okay already with the waiting. How many of you are waiting for a promise? How many of you are waiting for anything? How do you feel when you wait? You're like, come on already. You know, some people, we have our points where we do really, really good for a while. But there is some point where you're like, man, am I in the right place? Am I in the right line? Am I in the right, like, did I go the right way? Have you ever drove, like, out of town or something, and you were looking for a landmark, but you didn't see it yet, and you keep going, you're like, man, maybe I should turn around. Well, I'm on here today. Let this be your landmark today. Don't you turn around. Don't you give up. Don't you quit. You keep going. You keep pressing. This is just going to be a transparent message today. And I found myself somewhere next to discouragement. I found myself on a ledge that I normally talk people off of, right? I found myself in a space. And no, it's no one to blame or anything like that. I was just looking at a few things that discouraged me. So it's safe to say it is very important for us to mind what our eyes see and what our ears hear, because we walk by faith and not by sight. I did see something on Instagram where there was a preacher and he was flying on a clothesline or something through the church, like a zip line. I don't know. I'm not on here to judge anybody or to share anything other than what God is telling me to say. But when I saw that, and I saw the people reposting it, and it was like the world was laughing, the church was, everybody's laughing at this. But what hurt my feelings was it's like they're laughing at the God of it. You know what I'm saying? They're laughing at God. And what am I saying to you? Slow down, calm down. The people in the world are looking like, man, that's what church people do. That's God's folks. You know what I'm saying? And I want to say to you, God's people are obedient people. God's people are kingdom people. You have people that are doing things. Come on, many are called, but are chosen a few. You have so many acts going on nowadays inside church buildings, and it looks like a circus. You can't tell the difference between the clowns and the color, what do they call them? The little collar things that the people have on. It's amazing. And so my feelings was hurt for heaven. I know. That's why they got that song out now. Get out your feelings. Like, this is why it's important for us to deny ourselves. Don't take on the feelings for Jesus and then want to fight everybody. We don't need no more Peters. Peter is Peter. You be who you need to be. But, you know, I begin to look at that, and it's kind of what I've been seeing. But don't get discouraged when you have discernment. Don't get discouraged when you see it. Don't get discouraged when you can see things, you know, even before they happen. I want to encourage you. To encourage yourself. That's what I had to do over this past week. I had to encourage myself. How was you all Thanksgiving? Come on. We give thanks in all things, however, right? And that's one day, but we thank God every day, for this is the day that He has made, and we're rejoicing and we're glad in it. So the point of what I'm saying to you is, when I saw that, my eyes looked on that, and I saw people making fun of church. I saw people, you know, it just hurt my feelings. Like, look at what we're doing, and look at what's happening. And God says, but Ty, didn't I tell you, don't look to the left or don't look to the right? I mean, the Lord has me do some pretty strange things, I must admit. So who am I to even make a comment about this whole entire flying through the church, you know, and preaching a sermon situation? I'm just, what I latched on to was people teasing church again. And for me, being an intercessor, being one that's disciples making disciples, I'm going out and grabbing the people out of the hood. I begin to take this burden personally. Can I just be honest? Because where am I going to go and bring these people once I gather them? Hear what I'm saying to you. I was trying to gather some people to bring them to church. And the church is looking like the circus. And I'm not trying to insult anybody. I'm telling you what we're seeing. We're seeing fire flames. I've literally seen, you got tricks, you know, people doing stuff because they're trying to entertain the people. That was not Jesus's intent. And so when we come on a Pure Truth session, we talk about the church in Acts chapter 2, verse 45, where they gave to everybody and made sure that they didn't have a need, where they went out, where they shared with others, where they demonstrated the kingdom of God. So I don't want you to get confused. There's a difference between church and kingdom. And when Jesus came, He said, behold, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And that's all I'm trying to talk about. Behold, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I want miracle signs and wonders to take place when I hop on the scene. Nothing more, nothing less. I'm not worried about going inside four walls and sitting down, listening to a program, going through the motions. No, I need to be equipped so I could be sent out, so I can go do and put the glory of God in this earth. Come on, the whole earth is going to be filled with His glory, but we are His glory carriers. So today I wanted to just come on here to encourage you. I tried to listen to all my favorite songs, and they wasn't even working. Can I just be honest with you? I cut the worship music off and I went to Cardi B. Come on, I'm living my best life. Yeah, I'm living my best life. I'm serious. I know you're saying, oh no, Ty, don't do that. No, I did it because I couldn't get past my feelings. Can I just be honest with you? I was over it. I was discouraged. Now, hope deferred makes the heart sick. You know, we talk about that all the time. So I'm on here being honest with you. I said, I'm sick of looking on my Facebook, and now it's like you got everybody preaching on Facebook. Okay. I thought they was dissing the Facebook preachers. Now the preachers is preaching on Facebook, and they preaching in the walls. Can you get off of Facebook? Can you get out of your walls? Can you walk the community? But that's not my business, and that's not your business. We may feel some type of way, but we can't spend so much time looking at what they should be doing. God says, you got something to say about it, do it better. So that's what I just want to encourage you on today. If you have something to say about a situation, something you don't like, I want to encourage you to do it better. Stop looking at the entire picture. Stop looking at everything. You know, I told God, send me, I'll go. Well, God sent me, all right. Now I'm in the film industry and I'm surrounded by different types of people. People that are the harvest, that are crying out for help. They're believing in all sorts of things that are just not they are believing in stuff that they can actually, you know, I don't even know how to describe it. But they are filling voids on their own. In so many different ways that I see a dying harvest. And it's like I'm right next to it. I'm amongst them. I'm in the middle of it. And I'm saying, God, what's going on? And he says, the harvest is plenty, the laborers are few. But I'm like, bruh, I feel like I'm here all alone. Like nobody needs to be in any building. We need to be going out amongst them. Because these people are dying. They're doing all kind of like witchcraft, all kind of other stuff because they haven't experienced the power of God. And I'm like, God, well, what do you want me to do right now? And he's like, calm down, Ty. God is so chill, y'all. Do y'all know that? God is chill. I'm not. That's why I need Jesus all day long. God is so chill that he knows. And I'm like, God, but we lay. I feel like we lay all of the stuff that I'm seeing. And so I begin to get a little bit discouraged, if you will. I begin to say, man, throw the whole yes away. Have you ever felt like that? Have you, I'm talking to you on here. You gave God a yes. Have you ever felt like, man, I mean, these other people is doing what they want to do and they still living and they still chilling. Why I got to give like a all away holy yes? Why I have to, why? Why I can't just do whatever and then repent later and be just like them? Well, you're chosen, my friend. You're chosen and you got a beautiful crown that God wants to give you. And I like to say this, the chosen don't have a choice. How many times I tried to break up with God and we still right here? You might try to cheat on him and go somewhere else, but I promise you, you're going to come right back. He's married to the backslider. So listen to what I'm saying. I want to say to you, even though this may feel like a long journey and you may feel alone, I want you to stay the course. I want you to remember that your strength is being renewed when you wait on God. I want you to know that even if you get discouraged, that God is, his word is true. If he said it, it's coming to pass. Don't you give up. If you get weary, come on, don't get weary in well doing. You will reap if you faint not. If you don't quit and you don't give up, you're going to see the promise. You're going to see the goodness. Just say this, I'm going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Like, you're going to see it. So I believe in you. I love you. I'm encouraged. I'm excited. God is doing what he needs to do. That's why we played that song at the beginning. And even when you on here, go ahead and check out. Listen to Yolanda Adams' song and put that in your collection. I'm going to be ready. Come on. She says, sight beyond what I see. God knows what's best for me. Prepare my heart. Prepare my mind. That's all I'm asking for, is to be prepared for the things that's going to come in place, right? Because we win. There's only one winner. The winner is Jesus. He's already got the victory. That's the team that you're on. So don't quit. Don't give up on your dream. Don't become hopeless. I come against hopelessness right now in the name of Jesus. Because when you feel hopeless, that's when you feel sick. So my daughter read the scriptures on the prayer line, and it was awesome. 2 Corinthians, let me read this one. I think this says 4:8. The Bible said, we are afflicted in every way, I need to get this out of the Bible. She wrote in script, my God. But crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. So we are not destroyed. That's what you need to know, no matter what. See, remember, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He's coming to steal something from you. That may be your joy. He's coming to kill something. You know what I'm saying? Kill your faith, right? And so he's coming to kill, steal, and destroy, and it's destroying your hope. So I want you to be renewed right now. I want you to hold on to the promises of God. I want you to say, listen, I'm steadfast. I'm unshakable. You can't move me, right? You have to encourage yourself. I listen to more music. You know, I got back in another place. I prayed with some friends on a prayer line, and it's just amazing. It's amazing the power of prayer, what it will do when two or more gather. Sometimes you can't pray some things off of you. You have to get with your friends, get with your brothers and sisters in Christ and connect them. So today I just want to let you know that it's going to get better. It's turning around. It's not always going to be like this. You're coming back up out that situation. If you slipped and fell and you got into something this week or the week before, repent to God. Say sorry to him. Get right back to him. Do you know, I wrote an ebook called, Prayers That Prophets Pray. And it's so amazing because I just discussed when prophets came back in the day in the Bible and even supposed to be right now, when they come, the job of the prophet is to turn the hearts of the people back to God. They have a message that would prayerfully turn. It's a warning. You know what I'm saying? The prophet's job is to tell people what God said, that because where they have gotten off a track at. So they come to kind of, they tracking with you. That's what the prophet is doing. It's coming to share with you, hey, listen, right here when y'all did this and this, that wasn't good. Y'all went to the left. God is saying, come back to the right. So repent, right? It's not about you getting cars and houses and all of those things. So today, I just pray that God will show you areas of your life where things may have been hindered, stopped, or blocked. And I pray that you will get a release, that a light will be shined so wonderfully, that you will be receiving a supernatural growth, that God will do something so amazing in your life today just to show you who you are to him, that you would not feel like, oh, well, I give up, oh, whatever, I'm this size. You know, some people give up even when they look at themselves in the mirror. Some people give up when they think about their job. Some people give up when they think about their relationship. You know what I mean? Well, this is just the way it will always be. A situation's coming up with my son's school where I have to go in and talk with the teachers about something. And I found myself in a hopeless place right there because I'm like, man, that's never going to change. Have you ever said that? I'm asking you a question. Have you ever said something was never going to change and that's just the way it is? Nah, take that back in the name of Jesus. Come on, think about Martin Luther King. Think about Malcolm X, Rosa Parks. Somebody has to stand up for something. And you just ask God, what is that something? Where do you want me standing, God? Where do you want me not sitting down? Is something going unjustly in your job? I remember working at an assisted living facility and things was happening that was not good. And I love the elderly people. I mean, like, I will almost fight you about the elderly. And I went ahead and I didn't fight nobody. But I addressed some issues with some people, you know, my friend that got me the job. She was doing something off the chain and I dressed her personally and she still was mishandling people. And I was like, look, you're not going to do that when I'm here. And I stood up for it and I went ahead and told the owner and told somebody else. Yeah, I snitched. I told, because you know what? Nobody's going to be mistreated and I sit there and watch it. That's unfair and that's not right. So just ask God what your push and your purpose is. And just do what he's called you to do. It's not the time to be distracted. It's not the time to even be silent. I know some people have tried to silence you. But today I want to call you out of your cave. I started hearing so many people preaching and talking that I said, you know what? I don't want to say nothing. Because the road is narrow. All these blabbermouths. God, listen, you have to do something more major than this. I'm not trying to fight with all of these voices that's going on. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of hocus pocus going on. And God, I'm like, you need to identify. You got to do something. So I had a cry that I was crying out to God. But I want to encourage you not to get weary. I want to encourage you to stay on your post because God needs pure people. That's why you are chosen. And I want to encourage you to celebrate somebody. This week, I want to celebrate my mom. I love her so much. She came and we had a wonderful time Thanksgiving. She just cooked and blessed us off the chain. And she's my mom, so I can't share her with all of you, but this is as much as I'm going to share on this pure truth, right? But so I'm just grateful for her. She came and filled in some spots in my house that needed some help. So all of us deserved a rescue, right? And I thank God that Jesus is the ultimate savior and rescue, but that he gives us great, amazing people on the earth that are able to love on us and help us along the way. So I thank God for my mother. I'm a call her AKA Patch. She came and patched up some things, got her grandbaby some socks. I know that might mean something light to you, but listen, a mother of four, socks is like gold over here, okay? So in honor of my mother, I just want to say, Mom, worldwide, that I love you. I thank God for you, and I appreciate you. And there's not a thank you. There's not an amount of money that I can give you or anything just to show you how much I appreciate you. So let this announcement to the nations and to the heavens. May God bless you. Ruth 2:12 over your life. May God bless you, and may God reward you for what you have done. Because God's got everything and he's still on the throne. So I love you. So, yes. And also, so I just wanted to pray for you guys. Peace, blessings, and joy. This is just a pure truth session to kick it with you, to let you know, don't be discouraged. Put on all your favorite worship music and remember where God brought you from. So if you find yourself in a space of discouragement, you start looking at what you don't have, what you need, you start adding up bills. No, remember how God has gotten you through all of this time. Remember that you're on this planet to enjoy life. And he told us not to worry about anything. Don't be anxious for nothing, right? But everything by prayer and supplication. That's why we come on here and we pray. So I pray, peace, be still. Go ahead, breathe in and breathe out. Do it again. Breathe in and breathe out. May great peace be your portion. Don't be discouraged, be encouraged. Okay, so today, I just want to say I thank God for my family. I thank God for you. I thank God for this opportunity. I thank God for this network, blog.rcrnetwork.com. And I just thank God for everything that he's doing. And there is so much more in store. I have a YouTube channel. And why am I sharing that with you? It's Lady Ty the Great. Because there are free teachings on there. Free teachings on how you can create your own book, how you can operate in your greater, how you can create your own websites. I have so much amazing information that's out there that you have no reason to not be great. So why don't you do yourself a favor and go over to my YouTube channel and subscribe, Lady Ty the Great. Lady Ty the Great, the YouTube channel. That's LadyTy the Great. TheGreat. And also, of course, you can go visit my website, LadyTyTheGreat.com. But I want to encourage you to use a YouTube channel. I spoke with somebody and they told me that their business, they begin to use the tactics that I released in Operation Greater, because I have a 7-day training on there that teaches you how to operate in your greater, how to maximize. You can be a business owner or author. It doesn't matter. Or just a stay-at-home mom. And that's a full-time job in itself. But this guarantees to push out your creativity. And this is something that I got straight from heaven. So please visit the YouTube channel and subscribe and be blessed. This week, we are praying for Sean Puffy Combs. We are praying for Kim Porter's family. She has passed away. She has gone on. And we are lifting up all of those people who are mourning the loss of a loved one. So if you have lost somebody this holiday season, last season, whatever, if you ever lost somebody, just remember that blessed are those that mourn, for they shall receive comfort. God is a God of great comfort. And God is amazing. He is still on the throne. He is still in charge. And today, if you're listening in and you don't have Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you just happen to stop by this station, whether you're listening in on Anchor, whether you're tuning in on satellite radio, I don't know. But I know that God knew that you would be listening to this message right now. And I just released the love of God. I want to let you know all your hurt, all your pain, it was not in vain. Some of those things was necessary. And God is going to use every ugly situation in your life. And he's going to make it pretty. He is. He's going to make it handsome. He's going to clean it up. But he's going to do it if you let him. So let God be God. Let him be God of your life. Let him be Lord of your life. Let him love you. Let him be your father. So if you've never accepted Jesus Christ before as your Lord and Savior, how do you do it? Right now, you just open your heart. How do you open your heart? You know those areas where you have blocked, where you felt disappointed, where you felt discouraged? You open your heart by saying, God, come into my heart. I want to know you. I want to build a relationship with him, with you. You talk to him the same way you would talk to another person you was trying to form a relationship with him. And then you begin reading your word every day. Start off with devotion, maybe a Jesus calling book. But the first step is just to holler at him and say, hey, come into my life. I'm interested in knowing more about you. And you can do it just like that. If you've done that, if you just talk to God and ask him to come, say, reveal yourself to me. I want to know you. Come on. He said he's knocking. He's already at the door of your heart. Will you let him in? Have you answered yes? It's on now. And we'd like to welcome you to the kingdom. If you need prayer requests, you want guidance on something, we do believe in discipleship here. Disciples make disciples. We believe in living a daily obedient lifestyle. We believe in holiness. We believe that God is amazing. And holy who? Yes, you. You can live a life of holiness. The Lord can keep you if you let him. God has a greater spirit on the inside of you. That greater spirit is a part of him. That Holy Spirit is a part of him. That spirit of truth, come on, that's part of the Trinity. And that's on the inside of you. Jesus, already overcame sin. So you can overcome some things too. You can. I don't know what you're believing God for, but I want to believe it with you. And it's your girl, Lady Ty the Great. Last year, this year, 2018, is a year of the greats. Great people are arising. Come on, standing up. God is doing a new thing. New. But 2019 is a year that you're going to walk in the manifested word. Everything that God spoke over this 2018 is going to be made manifest in 2019. So I'm excited for what God is about to do. We're going to tie up some loose ends. We're going to, come on, cut up any ungodly soul tie. And we're going to keep it moving and believe in God for greater. Guarding our ears and our eyes, being very careful to stay encouraged, because somebody needs you to survive.
When I was down, no one was around. My head was down, but look at me now. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Down, no one was around. My head was down, but look at me now. I once was lost, but now I'm found.
More than a conqueror, keep overcoming the kingdom of darkness. They stop you for nothing. Was down for a while, they thought they was something, but now that you up, scattered and running. Been praying and fasting, don't play with no demons. We flowing the power, we casting out legions, destroying this work. Staying the seed and ain't falling for nothing. It's right here, we seated. We walking in victory, devils defeated. Stay with the king, not guilty of treason. Rebuking this flesh, resist what's displeasing. Taking what's ours in this very season. Settling out, advancing the kingdom. Breaking strongholds and bringing for freedom. Been quiet too long, time to start speaking. Been quiet too long, it's time to start speaking, yeah.
They ask me, am I riding still?
I've been riding
well. I'm only by my father's will.
I'm by my father's
will. I keep my eyes up to the mill.
Up to the mill.
They always know the faith from real. People that lost and was had it. Took God-given gifts for granted. Be a good steward and manage. Wanna stay solid like granite. Stay in the word and cross-examine. You're a comeback kid. My God done planned this. Stay humble, press forward. Keep seeking out the answers.
When I was down, no one was around.
Call it a comeback.
My head was down, but look at me now.
Call it a comeback.
I once was lost, but now I'm found.
Call it a comeback. 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 Call it a comeback.
I done came back. Devil mad cause I ain't went back. Used to rock the baggy jeans with my hat back. Now I love rocking heels with a purse to match. Yeah, that's a major comeback. Even my attacks, cause that's the father that. We the comeback kid, so we coming back. Got the armor on, call it the starter pack. Pop, 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 let's fill you up. And we breaking down walls, call it reconstruction. Try to put us in a box, we'll rise above it. Broke free from bondage like Fred the Dulles. No longer silent, we cry aloud. Revealing here the truth like an ultrasound. Walking in man, the kingdom kept within us. Snatching up lost souls like the shuttle bus. The way, the truth, the life, he's all that. Jesus took it all so we can have a comeback. He died, rose, sent Holy Spirit back, blowing the truth. Guaranteed to get a contact. Pick up a cross, now we're carrying it like a backpack. Brought us out, prepared us to reach back. Sharing his love, guaranteed the brain reset. Renewed our mind, we no longer think setback. Spiritual war, yeah, we expect that. See the request, we ain't even need a jetpack. Focus on the mission, we ain't never get sidetracked. Chopping up demons, finish them, more to come back. Sound the alarm, we out here, we ain't turning back. Coming by force, calling out a comeback, coming by force. Calling all the comebacks, coming by force, calling all the comebacks.
When I was down, no one was around.
Call it a comeback.
My head was down, but look at me now.
Call it a comeback.
I once was lost, but now I'm found.
Call it a comeback. Call it a comeback. Call it a comeback. Call it a comeback.
The session is done, for now. Come back next week for more Pure Truth.
The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
This broadcast is copyrighted by Lady Ty the Great Ministries and the Resilient Christian Radio Network.